and welcome to another episode of Matchup Maximizer, hosted today by Derek Dodgson. This is a show where we take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to figure out which teams we should be targeting to maximize games played in our head-to-head fantasy hockey matchups. Next week is a bit of an interesting one with some semi-busy days on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, having 20, 20, and 18 NHL teams playing on each of those days. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are light days with only 10 teams playing each. And the big night, as usual, is Saturday with a hefty 26 teams playing. So likely not going to be able to fit any Saturday games played from your streamers. Now, it's always a good idea for you to set your lineup and then check which days you have space available. Every fantasy team is different, and also your league may have meaningfully different numbers of active and bench slots to make use of. For the purpose of today's show and typical lineup space, I'm going to treat only Saturday as a busy night and focus mostly on the teams you can squeeze the most games played out of before the weekend, so Monday to Friday. Now, there's not, to me, a clearly best team this week, but there are eight teams I'm going to focus on in this show, which play three games before Saturday. And you can see which players from them are available to you and which fit your schedule best. So starting off, we have the Utah Mammoth. Utah starts with actually a Sunday Savior game this Sunday, December 14th. And then in the coming week, they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and another Sunday. Now, Utah is likely picked clean from their great schedule this past week. Especially in Kakupful, you won't find these two players I'm mentioning almost certainly, but in your public Yahoo leagues, take a look to see if you can grab Nick Schmaltz. He's currently 73% rostered on Yahoo, but that should be higher. It is higher. It's 100% in Kakupful because he's now centering the top line in Utah with Logan Cooley injured. Definitely grab him if you can in any of your home leagues. You can also maybe get some use out of Lawson Crouse, who's only 16% rostered in Yahoo and 94% rostered in Kakupful. If you need hits in a categories league, he is a great player to add. Looking next at the New York Rangers, New York actually plays five games this week, starting Monday, Tuesday, then Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of players you might be able to find, you want to take a look at Will Cooley and Alexis Lafreniere. They're both pretty owned in Kakupful, but again, more available in your public leagues. As of December 12th, Lafreniere has returned to power play one, and Will Cooley has been demoted back down to power play two. So keep that in mind if you're deciding between them. A little bit more available, especially in Kakupful, only 45% rostered there, is Vladislav Gavrikov, who's been playing a ton of minutes since Adam Fox's injury and also is playing on power play two. Also worth taking a look at Jonathan Quick, who is typically a low workload backup, but with these two sets of back-to-back games in New York's schedule, he seems likely to maybe get two games in the week. If, as is often typical for backup goalies, they end up being the latter games of each set, that would potentially be a Tuesday game and a Sunday game. Looking next at Winnipeg, Winnipeg Jets have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday classic stream Agami. Take a look at Neil Pionk, who's 56% owned in Yahoo and 69% owned in Kakupful. He's great for categories leagues and also getting power play two time right now. Also take a look at Cole Perfetti, 21% rostered in Yahoo, 43% rostered in Kakupful. He's been a bit up and down, but he did get back to playing on power play one in the December 11th game Winnipeg played against Boston. One lesser known name, another Cole, but this time Cole Köpfke. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but apologies. Cole Köpfke is 0% rostered in Yahoo and Kakupful, but in his last four games played, has racked up 4 points, 13 shots, 10 hits. He's 27 years old, playing on the fourth line, but it's a strong fourth line deployment, getting around 12 minutes a night, playing with Nino Niederreiter and Adam Lowry. That's like, you know, a third line, I think, classically, maybe even, you know, better than average third line when you think about the other players he's with. And yeah, he seems to be producing. So if you're in a really deep league, that might be someone worth taking a look at for the Streamagami. We also have Dallas playing Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. A little bit later in the week games, aside from that first Monday. But available to you likely is Esa Lindell, who's 26% rostered in Yahoo and only 37% rostered in Kecuffle. He's getting 25 or more minutes a night as a defenseman, even after Thomas Harley's return recently. He's got points in his last two games and getting lots of blocks, so good value in different league formats. For forwards, we have Jamie Benn, who's 21% rostered in Yahoo, quite rostered, 82% in Kecuffle, but he is very cold right now. I'm not sure he would be my forward recommendation. On the other hand, you have Sam Steele, who's not rostered anywhere, 0%, but on the top line, getting 16 minutes a night with Wyatt Johnson and Mikko Rantanen. He really has not been putting up any points recently, but he does have some bash value, your peripherals, your blocks, hits, and shots. So if he does happen to catch a point, you know, playing with Johnson and Rantanen there, you know, a point in a game plus some peripherals could provide some value, especially, again, in your deep leagues where you're looking for players that are not rostered. We're going to take a look at another four teams after the break. We'll be right back.
Every yard, every sack, every interception, and every touchdown with Pick 6 DraftKings' newest game, every snap can turn into a big-time payout. This isn't just watching the game. This is playing to win. Here's how it works. Pick more or less on two or more player stats. The better your picks, the bigger your payout. It's that simple. And here's the kickoff bonus. New DraftKings customers get $50 in Pick 6 credits with just a $5 entry on your first pick set. You know the game. Now make it pay. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. Play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Make the call. Ride the upside. In partnership with DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 14 days. Terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Limited time offer. The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Rakuten, use them to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's saving on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can choose to get paid via Interac, e-transfer, PayPal, or check. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to rakuten.ca, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's r-a-k-u-t-e-n, spells Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Now, you may have noticed the teams we covered before the break all also have a fourth lightish day game on Sunday, December 21st. Unfortunately, the next four teams I'm going to mention don't have that extra fourth game or fourth light day game, but the first three actually have a light day Monday game the following week on December 22nd. And that's something that might help you in that next matchup if you hang on to your stream player that long. Nice option to have. But again, we're mostly focused on the three games we have in that Monday to Friday block of this coming week. Starting first in this section, we have Anaheim. Anaheim Ducks play Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Always great to get a stream for the Monday, Tuesday games and then reassess midweek. Radko Gudas is currently 28% rostered in Yahoo. He followed up a 10-hit game with a 0-hit game recently, but on average remains great in that category and for blocks as well. He is not available in Kecuffle, currently 100% rostered, as are my next two players here, Chris Kreider and Beckett Seneca. But in your public leagues, definitely check if those players are available. They have been producing offensively quite well. If you're looking a little deeper, take a look at Mikael Granlund, who's 24% rostered in Yahoo and 76% rostered in Kecuffle. He's pointless in five, including a cardio session with no peripherals in the most recent game on December 13th. But
Anaheim only got one goal in that game, and he's still playing 18 minutes a night with Beckett Seneca and Mason McTavish, so he's maybe due for a rebound. Could be worth checking out. Next up, we have the Los Angeles Kings, who play Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Both their top 2D, Drew Doughty and Brant Clark, are substantially rostered in Kekupfel, but available in public leagues, 50% rostered for Doughty, 24% rostered for Clark in Yahoo. On December 10th, Doughty ran power play one and Clark ran PP2, but that could switch again, so keep an eye on it. Speaking of power play one, Joel Armia, who's 1% rostered in Yahoo and 0% rostered in Kekupfel, has found himself on power play one amidst a productive run of 3 points, 8 shots in his last 2 games. So for your deeper leagues, definitely take a look at Joel Armia. And a standard recommendation, we have Alex Laferriere, not Lafreniere, but Laferriere in LA, 9% rostered in Yahoo, 67% in Kekupfel. He remains productive across categories, especially hits, racking up 19 hits in his last 4 games. Moving now to St. Louis, who play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday as well. We have Jake Neighbors, who's 15% rostered in Yahoo, unfortunately 98% rostered in Kekupfel, but he's playing big top-line minutes right now with Robert Thomas and Pavel Buchnevich, and he has gone 6 games in a row with at least 4 hits. So for your categories leagues, definitely take a look at Jake Neighbors. For your deeper leagues, take a look for Robbie Fabbri. Now, he's 0% rostered, in part because he just signed, but in both his first 2 games as a mid-season signing, he has points and also 3 hits in each game. Now, his current third line deployment is not great, but he may earn a better spot with this production. In fact, on December 10th, Coach Montgomery was asked where Robbie Fabbri would play, and Coach responded saying that he could move up the lineup if he had the ability, and based on the first 2 games, it definitely seems like a good possibility that he will. For our final team, we're going to check in with the Florida Panthers, who play Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. First up, we have Anton Lundell, 39% rostered in Yahoo, but as we've covered a lot, 100% rostered in Kekupfel. He's centering Sam Reinhart and Eetu Luostarinen. Effectively the top line when we're considering Sam Reinhart's on it, although Luostarinen is much lower rostered. I would say if you're in a Categories Republic League, look for Lundell. If you're in Kekupfel, look for Luostarinen. Luostarinen's only 51% rostered in Kekupfel right now. You can also take a look at Florida's third line of Maki Samuskevich, Evan Rodriguez, and AJ Greer. I would probably take Evan Rodriguez for a points league, but Maki Samuskevich is probably more valuable in a league that counts peripherals heavily. So definitely take a look at those guys who should be more widely available. That's going to do it for our show this week. Thanks for joining me. If you enjoyed the show, please consider joining the Keeping Carlson Patreon group at keepingcarlson.com/patron, where super supporters receive ad-free episodes, and you can interact with Brian, Elon, the Short Shifts crew, myself, and hundreds of other talented fantasy managers on our active Discord server. Check out Game Day Tweets to get the latest lines, injury updates, and goalie start information, including team by team and searchable tweets by player name. Get your fantasy players in your lineup, and if they can't fit in your lineup, be sure to swap them out for ones that can. I've been Derek Dodgson, hosting your Matchup Maximizer this week. Thanks, and we will catch you next time.